They don't want to change anything from what I gather. And I think you got a really hard fight. Just sorry things have worked out this way because I really thought this was going to be different. And they haven't been. I wasn't going to come down here tonight because I'm really getting, I had some other stuff to do. But if I could do anything to lend legitimacy, but you'll hear it. Because Fran will play, and you'll just hear it. And Ray and I both heard, we remember what Leslie said. And why people are doing this, I just don't understand. Hmm. So,
okay. Thank you.
Okay, I've been.
So, can I something quickly?
Yes.
Okay, so when this started, the way Johnny said, I could actually close my eyes and picture Leslie summarizing the discussions and saying that the labs. Yeah. Will, as Johnny said, that there will be a member of the national board from each listening area, and the labs will decide on two people, and they can just be any individual. They don't have to be from the lab or be chair of the lab. Now, when this happened, the first person I called was Janice. I couldn't find her. Then I called Dave Fetchick. I called a few people. I couldn't find Leslie. She was, I'm sure, in Manhattan. In 1199, the peace headquarters. And eventually I got defeating. And when I told him what I remembered, what I clearly experiencing in Washington, he told me he felt the same way. And then I said, well, I'm going to start, talking to different people. I spoke to people, one other on the board, such as Bob Lederer. Bob Lederer told me that he had spoken to three other people, and they felt the same way. They remember the same way. Mm-hmm. At that point, I became aware of an email from David Moore to address particularly to Carol. Where he was really trying to work it out properly in his way, in which he told her, I guess, that he remembered it differently. And so far, as I said, since then we had a meeting of the bylaws bylaws diversity language committee, and Maureen Barry has said that that's exactly what he remembered. And then something happened. There was in the WBI lab listserv, there was a statement by Angie Norris saying that, well, as far as he knows, that's what he remembered happening, which is meaning the official version, not the one I remembered, and he didn't see any proof of, and I wanted to show him proof of otherwise. And then Leslie Radford was a lab member from KPFK, found a small piece. Well, actually, she didn't find a small piece. I found out later. The reason why she had put a small piece is that she got a disc, and the person who owned that disc wanted to have it back. So she was only able to copy a very small section of it, and because of that, it seemed to be slapped somewhat. But still, I could recognize we've seen it that there was. But one thing that bothers me, and I still don't have an answer to it, and maybe I don't know the way. Records are kept. I know that when I check WBI.net, I tried to send the MP3 file. It turned out it was too big. I didn't know why. Now I know Yahoo groups don't allow more than 1 megabyte, worth of file. So eventually I said, well, it's written somewhere, probably. Let me look for it. So then I saw the document. I'm scrolling to it, and at the part where there would be the exact dialogue of what happened, there was a cutoff, and there was a statement by the secretary of the board, which is Carol Spooner, saying, okay, this is Carol's official notes instead of whatever was on the tape. So I don't know if it's the way it's done normally. But what we have here, I think, is that there was an earlier posting that was removed. And something, am I correct on that?
I received this. Somebody had a disc and sent it to me. And there was an MP3 file on it, and I wasn't at the meeting, so I can tell you, but it sounds like it was at the meeting, and there's always that.
It was at the meeting.
Dialogue about the
community. It was at the meeting.
The diversity composition, diversity, yeah. Committee composition. It's all there. There is 38 minutes.
Okay, so I don't know if it's. I said we can ask Roger if he handles that, and he's done a very good job. I don't know, for example, when there's a revised version, does he automatically remove the older version? And if it's what he has done, then I would understand.
If you're talking about BAI.net, I can answer some of those things.
Okay, so let me finish, then you can say yes. So all I know, though, is that I know that there was, when I looked at what he called a cleaned up version, there was no trace of, it was like that was what we had, but we corrected. There was only the official version. But I knew still that that what I'd heard. So at that point, I sent an email within the board listserv saying that, also, I should say very quickly that at that point, because there was disagreement among board members, Carol Spooner took the position that, and other people on the board approved it, supported that, that if we disagreed, the chair would have to statute as to what happened. And if then, if anybody else still disagreed, then the board would have to come to a vote. And at this point, both Carol and I have asked the board, as has Leslie, to hold a meeting immediately, which she has not done yet. I'm assuming because she's busy doing, you know, what we all know. So, however, and I'm sorry we have to go through all that stuff to finally, hopefully, hear what the truth is, which is what the majority of the board had decided to do. And even though there was no formal vote to rescind the earlier one, to amend it, the board has done that many times, where we met together, we discussed something, we took a vote, and the majority of us felt that we agreed on something else, and there was a consensus, we did it. And there was no, except this time it was questioned. So I don't know if people feel okay. That they want to hear the answer to the technical question on WBINet.
I just want to mention, on kpfcx.org, there's supposed to be files from all the meetings. Okay, FP3 files. So to check the source there against Fred to see if it's the same thing.
It's missing the key passage.
Yeah, it is missing. Yeah. Okay. All I'm saying is that when exactly it's missing.
Uh-huh.
Right. So this MP3 is somebody who had taped something when it was the earlier version apparently.
Okay.
I got it. All right.
I think that's a very interesting thing because we are having our meetings taped because, quote, they are public. And at one of the last meetings, I was quoted on the email as apparently coming from a tape, misquoted what I said at a meeting, and that went out. I didn't challenge it because I didn't feel like listening to reading a whole slew of emails about you really did say that, even though the person who posted it wasn't at the meeting themselves. I really think that we need to get a handle on some of these tapes. If people are going to tape...
Let me turn that up
really,
a little bit.
I'll speak right into the mic. Yeah. If people are going to tape, people really...
Go ahead. I really would rather not stop that yet, really.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if people are going to make a statement quoting you as having something on a tape, you should be able to hear that tape, just like we're going to hear Fred. We should be able to hear the tape when you're misquoted. This is a misquote, and the only way to solve it is to hear the tape. I'm suggesting the same thing should apply for the board. I mean, this is somebody's machine. I can't tell them what to do with it. I can tell them that I don't particularly like it, but I really resent if somebody is going to tape me, I never hear it, and then you misquote me, somebody else misquotes me, who wasn't even at the meeting, based on what they said they heard. It's really, really not...
But maybe we should have our own recordings then.
I asked Don Rojas would he enable recording at this meeting, and he said yes.
Okay.
But that was almost 2 months ago.
Say that again.
I asked Don Rojas, could we get recordings of lab meetings done, quote, professionally?
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said yes.
No, don't send money.
Okay.
By professionally, I mean in-house
staff. Okay, Memmi?
I must admit, I can't imagine anything more tragic than trying to really, a progressive organization of 50 plus years, manipulate one way or the other. It's irrelevant, the bureaucratic process. What is relevant is getting to the heart of the issue. Mm-hmm. The reason it has become so dramatic and melodramatic and important is because there are people who are trying to manipulate the process. Instead of seeing this committee with all of its limitations, and it has, as far as I'm concerned, serious limitations, because it still is not fully representative of the very issue it portends to be dealing with. It does not have people with disabilities, it does not have sufficient Latino representatives, it does not have sufficient Asian Pacific, it doesn't have any indigenous people, and there have been some unfortunate things said on the phone conferences, such as I had a friend and so on, so therefore I'm capable of representing those interests. Instead of understanding as progressives
that the issue is expanding it and figuring out procedurally how it can function. We are looking to constrict it in order to really preclude the fullest possible discussion on affirmative action. And that's what the real issue, and that's why it's right. become so important, because it's a cacophony of voices that are fully polarized and trying to weigh things in favor of a position that is unduly concerned about legal impediments, potentially, to the most progressive implementation of an affirmative action plan. So all I would ask all of us to do, this board has never excluded anybody. We have always accepted any volunteer, any participation. We welcome it, and we want the board expanded to be fully representative. And I would like to recommend that our board again go on record as saying that it's fine if our chair is part of it. It is fine if our community is part of it. It is fine if our elected people are part of it. And that if anything, we'd like to broaden it out to be more inclusive. But that is the real issue, hiding behind a procedural mechanism in order to inhibit affirmative action from taking a full and complete hold in the bylaws and the policies of this organization, rather than agreeing that our job is collectively to implement the most progressive diversity proposal for inclusion that is the hallmark of the mission of this station. And that, to me, seems the direction we should be going in.
Okay, Miguel.
Just something quickly. Now that Miguel is here, I just want to say my decision to question the reporting of the board's decision took place before this local advisory board had decided who was representing them, I just question it on the evidence that I was there. I know what I participated in. I know what decision was made, and that was before there was any choice of individuals.
Miguel, do you want to pass this to Miguel, please? You can come up and share right here.
Can I just give you the chance to go over there? So, Jessica, I'm sorry for being here a little bit late, but I was driving, so that was my mistake. I just want to know what's the discussion that we are right now, and
we're trying to clarify what was mandated at the national board meeting and what was said, and the confusion around the statement. And Ray just finished speaking.
Janice had already spoken.
But she had to leave.
And she had to leave already. That's what we're trying to ask.
Ray, would you try to clarify, Pete, again, what you said?
For Miguel's benefit?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Good.
Well, basically, I said that, that's maybe it was at the end. I said that the decision that I made to question the...
I'd like to speak at some moment about the accusations, audio and stuff. Well, just
wait.
The
meeting still, you know.
Yeah, right. I'm raising my hand because people have been disparaged, and it's a lie.
Who has been disparaged?
Don't respond to that.
So anyway, I wanted to say that before there was any decision, or before I knew which way the local advisory board of this station was going to choose, who was going to represent them, I questioned the decision made, the official position of the board taken to its secretary, who's Carol, that when we were in Los Angeles, that the board had remained on the original vote, which was to pick one member of the national board from each area and two members of the local advisory board, including automatically the chair. And my position was that we did start that at that point, and at some moment a woman that many of you might know, some of you know, named Annel, who's from Texas, from Houston, came and laid across the ground in front of the table where the board was meeting. So eventually, some of us, including me, I said to her, listen, I don't know what you're doing. If you want us to do something about you, you have to tell us what you're doing. She came across behind me, and she said something that I both heard and Dave Fetig heard also. And basically, what she was saying is that she doesn't believe that we're going to move ahead with talking about diversity and then keep it only among the board and lab members. So based on that, Dave, I believe, opened up the discussion on that to review what we have just voted, you know, our proposition we had taken. And on that discussion, the majority of the people, I thought, as far as I knew, I thought everybody had agreed, tacitly at least, that, and I remember Leslie concluding, you know, what we had decided by saying that the there would be a member of national board from each descending area, and that the labs would decide which two individuals they would put, and those individuals would be, could be from anywhere. So when I saw the official version, then I immediately started calling people. I couldn't find anybody. I didn't find Janice. I got David Fertig, who confirmed for me that this is what he remembered. Not what was on the paper from the board, but that anybody could have been chosen. And from then on, I spoke to other people. I found out that David Moore had sent an email questioning it for the same reason. And once the committee itself started meeting, the bylaws diversity committee started meeting, the Marion Barry also told us that he remembered it differently. Janice K. Bryan says she remembered it differently. And there are many people who are not on the board or the lab with whom I've spoken who also express. So to try to resolve it, about almost a week ago, I peeled back on an email from Carol Spooner in which she explained the procedure, particularly to me, to say, because I had questioned. What she had put is that this is the decision, and if people disagree, the chair would statute. And my position was, why would one individual decide what we all could decide collectively? Why would that person decide what actually happened? So then she explained to me that...
So the chairman
Leslie Kagan. So she explained to me that by statute, the way to proceed is that the chair would make a decision, and if somebody else on the board still, if anybody on the board still questions it, then they would call for a meeting of the board through a conference call. I said, fine. Then Leslie took a decision saying that she actually did not say whether or not it was true. That's what the majority of people felt or not. What she instead statuted what I felt in a technical way by saying that there was no amendment of the original vote, and therefore that's the vote that stayed. And I still disagreed because, again, the board has many times taken votes that were amended in an informal fashion, and I felt we could do it again. So at that point, Carol answered by saying, well, that at this point, I personally, Carol, I'm talking for Carol now, I didn't mean that the board immediately, that Leslie immediately convened a meeting of this board and to a conference call to have this decided. And I supported that, and nothing has happened until now.
Andy, could I just ask who from the board was in L.A. and who can provide other recollections apart from Ray and what went down?
Was on the board, on the lab?
Yes, from the lab. Who was there?
Marianne and I only.
Okay.
No, and we have a
Janice
Kay
was here, and she just
Janice Kay just left.
Oh, very nice. But sister from the lab. From the lab, you mean? Oh,
yeah.
Marion and I is from...
And they're all Midland.
No. Let me say it.
Because
you just said Marion and I only.
Oh. All
right. Okay, I'm assuming
you forgot. Yeah, Errol was there.
Now, in addition to that, if you got my email, which I sent out, I have the entire 3 days of board meeting from top to bottom, broken up in half hour slices as they were webcast, and I haven't looked at them since then. So the entire board meeting is sitting right here on this computer as it was webcast. This is the computer that streamed the information, and the files on this computer was backed up. So if there's any alteration to those files, it can be forensically ascertained.
But I'm offended. I am completely offended that you.
We're gonna go around, and then when we go around before, you, I have your name, and I give you a chance to talk. Andy, you finish
Nothing else. I could comment, but I think others could
do.
Please,
so
funny. Who else? Just made the most funny face at me. I really missed you at the meeting. There's nobody to laugh at.
He's going to
make a face at me.
That's
the
local advisory board.
That's our local advisory
board.
Yes, being made face at that by you.
We're going to get derailed.
Oh, so she can make a face at me, and that's all right, right?
Well,
no, she can make a face at me.
I think it would be better for you to ignore it, really.
No, that's not nice.
We have an agenda. Let's do it.
Please, if people want to talk, it has to be both ways. Please raise their hands. Otherwise, if everybody can start talking at the same time, this is going to be a mess. Okay? Andy?
Well, just to get something going, I do agree that there was a gap between Part 7 and Part 8 of the Saturday version posted on kpftx.org. The length of that gap, I don't know.
It was 18 minutes. I'm kidding.
But there is some evidence that something happened in that gap.
Yes.
It can be explained. Right. That's what I'm just trying to explain it. Well,
all right.
Instead of people want to make...
Since I raised some of those issues, and I've really been very offended by some people and the way that they brought that issue, and the way that some people was trying to exclude me for having some participation in the diversity committee. I was very upset with that situation, and just remind me really what I've been through with this lab. And at the same time, I was thinking that when we had Joanne Bob as the chairperson of this lab, when she was basically identified with Utrecht Lee, this lab hesitated to get rid of Joanne Bob. And the only reason we ended just the relationship with this lab and Joanne Bob was because we couldn't find her and we couldn't talk to her. There was no other reason for that. otherwise, even when she was a police officer sharing the lab and the situation that we were, by some recommendation of this lab member, seems to me like, well, what is the situation that some people oppose me to be part of the diversity committee as a person of color who doesn't share the political view with the son of this lab member here? I don't think that this is a good reason to exclude somebody when we are in this political fight. And I agree with you with some of the tactics that you use, and I agree with you with some of the positions that you take. I never went to the national board meeting to say I say openly I'm not agree with some of those positions. Doesn't mean that I had to exclude some people or say no or trying to change what the decision was made by this lab. I remind the people here with the situation of WBAI, the conversation that I have with some people who are present at this table, the conversation that I hear people saying things against the community where I come from, people who today are saying that they are pro-diversity, but I have another opinion about them based on the conversation that I have with them, based on they told me what they should do in this fight for power in WBI and the Pacifica. That's where I come from. And I think that it's very discouraging for me to be part of this lab and dealing with people who think that this is between black and white. And I said it before, and I said it now. And there's a conspiracy against some groups here that are trying to be excluded from WBI. Everybody, I'm going to question this lab. There is 30-something people, staff people. There is two people who are in this staff. How many producers? And I say that. So what this lab had done about that? Have this lab done anything to try to increase that? Or even question. When I question that, and I have the information from Valerie, when she's mentioned here, we have 35 people. And somebody questioned, I remember, was Sylvia Arana, who said, how many of those people are Latino? There was no answer from this lab in that sense. This lab never tried to include us. And the reason I got a problem with some of those people right here is because I'm trying to address that issue in my own way. And I went out of my way because this lab never respond to that kind of situation, never respond or take any step to change that situation in WBAI. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to be clear about that, I would like to see when there was a mandate from the National Board, and I don't care how Ray LaForest can put this one, said that there was some confusion, and I understand that he said he's opposed, he's entitled to oppose that. But to try to exclude me after the decision was made, I think this is a big political mistake that you are making. And I want to be clear on that. And I'm not afraid to confront anybody with my political position. And I always will defend them. And I don't care if I'm one person in this law defending that position. I respect some of you, but I expect the same respect in return to me and the people that I represent. And WBAI today, there is an effort by Dan Rojas in bringing some Latinos. Not even the law trying to do that here. And I not even went through this law because of the situation that we have and this position that some of you have taken. There's some people here who call some of those Latino show in Spanish stupid show and a meeting. And those people are today present at this table, and they're the same people who trying to say that Miguel is manipulated by white people. And I have to tell you 1,000 times that my position is clear. I am what I am, and I'm not afraid to say it, and my position is a political position.
What are you, Miguel?
Why don't you figure it out?
I'm asking.
And
what are you?
And that is clear. And I'm not joking with anybody. I'm so goddamn serious about this. And believe me that you come from different... You don't come from a political position. You come from a position of power.
Right.
What power?
You need to go...
Right.
What power?
Can I say something, Miguel? Right. Can I say something to address some of what you choose? First, I say personally, you and I go way back. Most of the work we've done politically on immigration involved fighting for many people, including Latinos. So that's one thing. Second, in terms of the former chair of the of this body, Joanne, as far as I'm concerned, the day that we came here and you got arrested with other people, and then she went in there acting as though she was an intermediate between you two, and like she was just carrying a message from one side to the other. I had decided I didn't want her on that position anymore. When at the end of the evening, the lab decided that they wanted somebody, there was a report to the listener. She said she could not do it because she did not want to say what we wanted her to say. The lab voted for me to do it. When I came the next day at 7 o'clock in the morning, you three sent a message to me telling me that, don't worry, Joanne was going to do it. Joanne never showed up. At that point, I decided that she wasn't going to be there. No further other reason. She wasn't functioning as a representative of this body anymore. Now, as to the last issue, if you look at the record, it's in writing, Miguel. I suggested that since the National Board had not decided what the official position would be, who would be allowed to function, I specifically sent information to Diallo to see to put your name, to put Sheila Manaka's name and Mimi's name. I never excluded you. I have no reason to do it. And I still don't want, I have no reason to do it.
Okay. And I concur with that. And I told you that.
I know you did.
Did you say yes?
He said he knows.
Okay. Anybody else on the board?
Let me go to Patty. You got 1 minute. Okay. Patty and Carol, you got 1 minute each.
Many people recording these national board meetings do it for free. The recordings on kpftx.org have never been altered. They are changed. They are CDs that are burned as they come. There's a 20-second gap or so between changing discs. That is, John Sirius is checking now, but it is improper for people to impugn John Sirius's or KPFT management, Otis Hardy McClay, or any of them for like hiding information. And people should apologize about that. People work for free all the time, just like this local advisory board, without power, I might add. And it is obscene for people to accuse people of cutting audio and manipulating audio, because it's not true. There is every bit of inch of every audio that everybody has taken, and hopefully he'll find it, and he'll find that it's a 20-second gap, and it is not somebody's choice when the CD burns out. It's at 80 minutes, and then it has to be changed. So that people should apologize to John Sirius about that. That's very obscene. And I agree one thing about Miguel. The problem is not diversity of color
around here. It's diversity of political ideas, and that's what's is not new here, and that's a crime.
Yeah, for those people who came in late, I just want to recap what Janice K. Bryant said. She was here early and left in disgust, summarized her position. And that too. Her position was that she was extremely disappointed that the lab had chosen to go this way. Excuse me?
Not the lab, the board. The board. Not the lab, the board.
Let her finish, please.
She's talking about the board, not the lab.
Please let her.
She's on the national board. Absolutely.
Please let her.
No, I spoke to Janice.
And Janice's position was that we, at this point, we should not be doing the kind of manipulation that is going on here. Simply because. Well, it's hard.
No, she misunderstood it. She was talking about the national board, by the way. I can tell you that.
That was her basic position. For those people who were not here.
This is
absolutely typical of what goes on here, that anytime someone you don't like speaks, those people on the board, you drown them out and will not let them speak and will not listen to them. I really suggest that it's time to rethink that position and that hostile attitude and allowing people to disrupt whose only aim is to disrupt.
He's there enough.
But I can tell you that Janice K. Bryant was talking about what happened on the board, and what she was disgusted with, rightly or wrongly, was what happened that the board allowed this to last that long. Not this lab.
I thought she was talking about the behavior of the board to manipulate.
Were you here when she was here? I went out to try to disparage people. I'm not. I can't say anything about it.
Can you play?
You'll hear it online.
Can you stop that conversation there, please? These are the people, Name and Bisley, and Frey is the next one.
I just want to repeat for people who didn't come. I have received a CD from California. Somebody sent me a CD that has an MP3 on it that's about 38 minutes long. I was not in California. I didn't hear the entire thing, but you know, there's other version. You can always compare it later on. But there is 38 minutes there. I don't know how much of that was already on the original tape and what is actually missing, but I understand that a lot of the stuff that's on that recording that I have actually sets the record straight, because I listened to it. And he seems to be pretty clear. So I would encourage that, without speculating, that people actually listen to it and find out what the heck is happening here.
Why don't you play it?
It's a 38 minutes. So I don't know if you want to hear that. The entire thing about the diversity committee lasted about 38 minutes.
Can you play the relevant sections that we cannot?
I think people would have objections to that. I don't know.
Hey, Ray, do you remember what time that discussion took place?
It could be 38 minutes long.
About what time? 4 o'clock?
That's and the then whole I go discussion. To the board. What are you looking about for? The vote, right? That's not 38 minutes.
No, you're looking for the conclusion. The moment when Leslie said that the lab can appoint anybody they want, for example, that would be something that...
Why can't this be put on the web in an MP3?
It is up there.
I mean, the discrepancy should just be... If there's a discrepancy, it should be quickly ascertained.
But I think that this board should know what happened, because they're going to make a decision that's based on what happened, right?
No, they're not going to make the decision they want to, like they always do.
Okay.
Who is from the board? One and two. Anthony.
I apologize for being here later than when we started. What I heard, however, I'm going to comment on, and that was a statement by you, Miguel, that was very emotional and appeared to be very heartfelt about being excluded by this board, this lab, from a lot of the specific decision making, and particularly with respect to this diversity language effort. You said that you were excluded from having the opportunity to be on there because you were Latino. And I first really got a sense that was your view in one of the comments that you made on our listserv. And I was just wondering, what was the basis for that? Because in my opinion, that has been not the case at all. I was surprised that a number of other people didn't speak up since you directed some of this. Two different people. Ray was just one of the people. But what is the basis for this? One question I have. Then I'd like to separately make a comment that won't last more than 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, decision, and I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking what's going on in this lab, and also I've been thinking what kind of conversation I've been having with some people, face to face, conversation on the phone, and see the position that I'm taking, and to me there is no other way to look at it than what's going on in WBAI. It's traditionally it's been a problem here, when even some groups are basically in control of the WBAI. Still, there is some way, and I thought that will improve after the fight that we have with Beatrice Leaves and the national board members. And that situation didn't get any better at all. In the contrary, there was a huge fight here for us to trying to get a show that was not never be part of the group of people that came back as part of the deal that was made. And some people complained that the show was not part of the whole group of people that were that was banned at the radio station. So to me there was the clear indication that there's no other way to look at it. There's some groups here, there's some people who are trying to talking about diversity. And I mean, I heard from some people told me in my face that I've been manipulated by other ethnic groups. When, you know, when I don't give the people any indication that is my position. I think that I'm growing up, I've been involved in so many struggles, I don't believe in my decision based and people's skin. Now, there's one thing that is clear to me, and that is the lack of some ethnic groups in our radio station and in Pacifica and generally, which is unwilling to take.
They gave you the chair because this board made you the chair as a Latino.
Well,
this board voted for you to be on the national board.
We had to take them out some months ago too.
But Ray, at the same time, I think that there is some political decision that some people may at some point or another to use and to their advantage. You know, so that's a way, another way to look at it. Some people now, I have people here in this board who oppose and told me in my face, and not only in my face, people who refer to some of those shows with some kind of way that they talk to me. I never thought that I'm going to see those people say, no, this is the diversity thing now, which is fine. This is the way to go. But I have something that I cannot forget, and I got witness for those things. It was in a meeting, and you were part of that meeting, too, so because it was in 1707. So it seems to me that there must be something beyond. I mean, why, if I'm in the minority as part of the lab, so there is no reason to be afraid of anything. So my political position, whatever it is, I can manage to get it across, but at the same time, I mean, if the lab make a decision, I mean, they make a decision to go with the diversity, with the constituency model, you pass that in the lab, fine. So, I don't understand what is afraid of, so that I gonna vote what? So, to me, it was not all the conclusion that this is it, you know? This is the situation. I mean, I see people looking around for Panama who's never come to any meeting. And have something to say, which is fine. I mean, he doesn't want to come to me, it's fine. It's okay with me. But at the same time, I think that people should be clear that there's no indication because I'm in a minority group in the lab. I mean, you see all of those positions that I oppose. We lost those positions. They was passed by the lab. So my political position is not a threat to anybody in this lab. So there's no other way to look at it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, for the record, I'm real disappointed in your response in terms of clarity and articulateness on the political issues. For me, it's been a real interesting struggle for the time that we've been working together, Miguel. We were allies from the outset trying to make some changes here, and that's the position that I felt was consistent with most of the lab members. I thought that you got involved in this lab for reasons that were political. I did hear you make a statement recently that said you got involved for yourself, and while you were here, you were also bringing along other people. But I assume that reasons that we discussed from time to time, which was to try to make a change, to try to bring some democracy, were the reasons. I think it's a real problem when you make broad statements in public to everybody all over the place, when you paint everyone with brushes, whether you're stating that WBAI, of all stations, is a black station on international news, or whether you're making a statement
that is still
in various in various internet,
it's a black station.
On various internet listservs,
black
that
is beautiful.
The lab, you know, is attempting to attack you because you're Latino. I think all of that information is poorly chosen, you know, attempts to defend yourself. Why? As I recall, I made a two or three requests on the lab listserv that we that we get representatives for this committee that reflected an awareness of the issues, who had preferably been involved in the struggle over this whole period, and were also representative of the various categories or groups that are not represented, that are discriminated against. That would include women, people of color. Specifically, it would include Asians, African ancestry, people, Latino, any number of different categories, people who are disabled. We can't have the whole array of representatives all coming from WBAI. So with that as the backdrop, I made a suggestion that since it was my understanding that the consensus of the IPNB was that those representatives could come from the broader listener community, be they the lab or the listeners, that was the understanding that I thought was the consensus. And I felt on a political basis that eventually when the IPNB sorted it out, they would recognize the political content of the question and make a decision on that basis rather than on the basis of Robert's Rules of Order. So given that misplaced faith in the IPNB's decision making, I suggested that Sheila Hamanaka, who has been very actively trying to get the question revisited of affirmative action, be one of the members. If you recall, there was a situation over the last several weeks when the lawyer, regardless of who made the recommendation, Fink, I believe is his name, made several drafts of the affirmative action, excuse me, of the bylaws, in which the heart of the affirmative action language was cut out of it. There was also a raging question as to whether or not we had the right as Pacifica to even put language in that required the staffing and hiring and affirmative actions to bring onto the board various groups. That was a real issue. Sheila Hamanaka played a significant role not only in trying to discuss that in a variety of sectors, but also in trying to encourage the IPNB not to capitulate to some unknown yet legality that was against affirmative action requirements as it was postulated. So for me, it was no question. She was somebody who was active. In the same vein, Marion, Mimi Rosenberg, and a host of other people have been very involved in those efforts. So when I proposed Mimi Rosenberg as well, I suggested that I suggest to you that it was on that basis, not because you're Latino. I think it's very unprincipled to consistently put that stuff out there like that when on the issues that you just brought up about hiring and all of that, I suggest we all go look at all the minutes of the daggone last several lab meetings for the last several months to see what issues you ever pose, what issues you raise, who you even respond to when they write you emails on the lab listserv. I'm tired of it. You know, I'm stepping forward right now to say that when you were proposed by this lab to be on the IPNB in the first place, We did so with great encouragement. A number of people proposed you, not because you were supposed to rubber stamp anything, but because along with the rest of us, you had paid dues, you had been in the struggle. And that's the same way that I still feel about many of the people that you malign without naming names. So as far as I'm concerned, it is too important at this point in our history for African ancestry people and Latino people to be drawn into the middle of some sort of contradiction that makes no sense, with a whole bunch of people, you know, just waiting in the wings to applaud it. A whole lot of people giving you amens that have never supported you when it was time, that were not there when we struggled with the, I don't know who the specific people were, but when we struggled with the IPNB to allow you, not on the technicality that they claim that you shouldn't be on the board, that for X number of months, people who were the chairperson, if you hadn't come on at a certain point, you couldn't be on the lab. If you're going to bring stuff up, let's be clear, let's be specific, let's be concrete. Because what I'm saying is that at the point when we came to some political differences, you became very difficult to communicate with, at least for this person. I have consistently on the listserv requested that you respond to me in a principled way. And at no point have I gotten any kind of response that was substantive. As far as I'm concerned, these issues are way too important.
Anybody else?
Yeah. You know, it's some of the points that I want to raise, AKA raise, but I think it's important that I raise these points because, you know, when I asked the question before, what are you? I wasn't asking a question to be facetious. I put the same question to Ray LaForest at a board meeting here.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And Ray LaForest answered the question this way, that where he's from, he is not considered to be black. And that is significant because, Miguel, when you got into this race card bag, I, at a board meeting, spoke up and did not join in your being repudiated. But you can't have it. You can't have it both ways. You can't be asking for special consideration because you're a Latino person and then coming out on the other hand and attacking us for embracing our blackness. This board has one tenured African-American male on it. I think he is. Because I am not. I am from Jamaica. As such, I have a different mindset. A mindset that is steeped in racism. And not understanding how race and racism works in the United States gets you in a trick bag. When I first came here as a child, I was told how much better I was than the people who struggled and fought for African people to be included, and so often white people in this society uses that to say how different we are and how much better we are. And the concept of race and class contradiction permeates so much through Latin America and the Caribbean that our dear late program director and leader, Samora Marksman, used to call them, I think, the mulatto bourgeoisie, who deny who they were and deny the understanding of the concept of race and how it operates in this country. We have it with people that are blacker than blacks who came from Africa and is imbued with the cultural understanding that they are better and they're superior and they're entitled to stations and opportunity in life that are different from the people who are black. When people find out that I am, not one of them, in some circles, I have gotten better treatment than my brethren
who I grew up with, who I run the street with, who didn't cross any water, and in some cases didn't pay any price for the things that we enjoy in this society today. So it is a serious question that I am asking. Okay, we put forth a model in Pacifica from this lab that Ann and others and Frida had worked on over the years to try to craft a lab that was representative of all people. Pacifica, at some point in its past, recognizing how much racism permeates the American psyche, said that there has to be something in this network that distinguishes from NPR and other outlets that are out there. So therefore, it wanted to have a reflection of the gender on its board, so it says 50%. However it arrived at that figure, there was a standing understanding around here that 50% of the board would be comprised of people of the female gender.
That's where you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that the stations would have 50% people of color. And I say to you, at the time when the word people of color was used, it meant not to include Latinos and others or Pacific Island or other. It meant to include Black people.
Because the others didn't include themselves as well. Because
I don't know how they were counted, but that's what it is. And I've seen a board and a good group of people struggle to broaden. And I've seen people who are Black sit around this table and divvy up that legacy that they have gotten and say, let's include it, let's give other group a place on this board. And what we find is that they get attacked. And people who I, in my psyche, believe that we are one family, that we are African people, and that what's defined us and how we are defined in America, suddenly begin to separate themselves out from that. And I'm going to close by saying this. While Elian Gonzalez was being held up as the poster child for liberty in Miami, I was in a Bahamian restaurant in Miami, and a brother said about the Gusanos down there, when they leave Miami and go into North Carolina or Tennessee or Louisiana, what the cracker sees down there is just another nigger. Because in America, if you have one drop of African blood,
you're Black.
So that is the reality, and that is the principle in which I operate on. And I would hope at some point, instead of Pacifica retrograding and some of us hiding behind and making alliance, as we've seen done so often in this society, for some political expediency with other groups who I know deep down go around saying, just like you, Miguel, because I've been fighting it for 10 years within Pacifica, with NWBAI, that this station is too Black. It is a fact in America that when a neighborhood becomes 8% Black, it tips and white folks flies because they see it as all Black. But we here who come out of an African and a Pan-African struggle embrace the concept of the African world family. And that's what we've been trying to build. So it is a very serious question. When I struggled with others to see to it that there was a Latino on the board, I was struggling around somebody coming in with a cultural sensibility and a mindset to represent those people in New York who speak a different language. See, you and Ray may have this fight about who you are, what you are, but for me, you all share one island, and save for the cultural differences in mindset that you're now exhibiting, that you would all work together to bring the people who speak French, Portuguese, Dutch, and whatever other languages are spoken in the Caribbean, Central, and South America together to bring their voices and their view to this table and represent those interests. But I don't see that happen. What I see is some pandering that is taking place. I see some petty principle that is surfacing on this board that is, in some case, worse than what I've seen coming out of crackers in Louisiana and South and North Carolina. And I think it has to stop because it's going to destroy Pacifica. I will predict that if we continue down this road, in 3 to 5 years, we will have a lily white board, and it may be an all male board. Because there is no way you can sit around here and say that you can take out of the equation diversity, but you can leave gender in there. Because at times, white women without consciousness are just as deadly as their male counterparts.
Amen to that.
You sounded pretty good for a while.
Can I?
Yeah.
We're going to go up
to the list.
All over. He sounded good.
Who is speaking?